Okay, I'm going to be talking about a project called Stargus. This is very early, somewhat premature to really be presenting on Stargus, but a lot of some of the early output of the Stargus project has already been shown at various parts of the conference. So people have been asking, well, what is the Stargus project? So we thought we'd quickly throw together a little overview. Last year at the New Orleans conference, we were talking about some problems that are out there that we thought that some of the tools necessary to address them were starting to appear in the tickle world, and basically the pain that we were talking about was that it's still way too hard to build applications, way too hard still to deploy applications, and it's still too hard to use applications. The existing state of affairs is that there's this dichotomy. You've got web-based applications, which are somewhat easy to deploy, mostly. They're clunky and slow, improving somewhat. For example, there's been a lot of attention given to Ajax, but even that is still 20 years behind where it should be. The hold on for a second. Cell phone going. When you look at things like Ajax, basically they're the best illustrations of where the state of applications and web pages isn't, rather than where it is or should be. On the other hand, you've got thick clients, where you get a good look and feel mostly, but they're much harder to implement and deploy. Looking at some of the tools that we have in the Tickle community, you might look at it and think, well, gosh, this is easy to solve. We've got great tools like StarKits, the plugin, TK and Tile, VFS, SafeTickle, great networking capabilities. And we have a great collection of pieces of the puzzle. The issue is that the solution really isn't as easy as it first appears. It's not just about the technology and the pieces that are available. It's about the need to combine these pieces into something that makes sense. As we're talking about it, we realize that there may be the opportunity to create something here that could be very cool. So mid-January, we had a group of people that came out to Wheaton, Illinois, and we had held a little workshop to brainstorm this project that we called Stargus. Now, the name Stargus comes from many aspects of the project. Came from the mindset that StarKits come from, and the Argus part comes from this mythological being with many eyes. And as I talk about it a little bit, it should make a little sense where that applies, where we'll have applications that are very aware of their surroundings, with very good security, removing a lot of the complexities from the mind of both the developer and the user. Got it. I see how it works. Okay. So what are we after in the Stargus project? The question is, can we leverage what we've got today to create an environment where new kinds of useful applications will flourish, an environment where developers will be able to create real-world solutions by concentrating on the problem to be solved rather than being held up by the details and the roadblocks to getting to a solution. And essentially, we wanted to create a rich, hassle-free environment, basically a playground for developers to work in, but that also solves real-world problems. The aim of the Stargus project is to create essentially a universal environment within which to build these applications, to develop them, deploy them, and use them, and to create applications that are adaptive so that they can be aware of their surroundings and adapt their functionality to be optimized for whatever environment they're running in. So applications that'll run and take advantage of capabilities if they're running on high performance machines and be equally functional even if the same application's running on a handheld. At the same time, have context-appropriate security and performance features with a real priority towards abstracting just about every element of the application environment, the storage application layer, the presentation layer. A big part of this is we're looking at expanding the browser paradigm. Within the Stargus environment, there will be a single uniform interface to all the applications. The existing model of running Tickle-based apps within a browser is use of the Tickle plugin. The goal is to evolve that Tickle plugin capability to be a more flexible runtime module that essentially provides the environment for running all of the applications in Stargus-based systems. Depending on your point of view, basically the system will be able to provide different personality where it'll run as a browser, for example, with a multi-tabbed interface, but you'll be able to switch its view to a full desktop view where those individual tabs suddenly will be separate windows in a separate windowing environment. With a key objective of making these adaptive and completely cross-platform compatible, abstracting the underlying layer, OS layer, to such an extent that the both the developer and the user need have no concern about what kind of system they're using to access the applications. To get towards this goal, a whole series of smaller projects have been underway, and this is a short list of these applications. Some of these projects you've already heard about, the Critical Project, the plugin, TK-HTML. Some of these are things that are pre-existing that we're trying to help push a little further. Some are completely new. Much of the Stargus environment is centered around the Tequila technology and advancing that technology to the next level. The security is based on the CryptKit system that Steve just talked about. There's work going on towards building a universal sort of windowing, Tickle-centric windowing environment. If anybody's familiar with Steve Redler's WIM project and Larry Smith's WeDesk idea, those are parts work oriented towards the presentation layer. There's one other thing we didn't add in here was the resource finder, which is related to the Tequila environment, but sort of a zero-conf kind of resource finder is also part of the project that Steve Redler's working on. Basically, the applications, find themselves running in an environment, can look around and see what kind of environment am I running in, what resources are available, and then work from that point of view. So, like I said, this is very embryonic, and it was probably a little premature to do much presentation on it this year. By next year, we should have some pretty good eye candy and visible output. A lot of the stuff that's come out over the last 9 months has been infrastructure building for the Stargus environment. And one of the most key parts of the infrastructure, of course, is the tequila systems.